It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today is the day for our special feature, and that is when we read from the Rock Cliff Review, the bulletin that is handed out to those who attend Rock Cliff on Sunday morning. It'll have little notes and news about different members of the church and who we should pray for and birthdays and such things as this, and a list of who is going to be taking lead in the services that day. But in the article that accompanies the Rock Cliff Review, I give a review of the sermon that I'm going to preach that morning. And on this particular morning, I was preaching from the 34th Psalm. You see, the first Sunday morning of every month, it is my habit to preach from one of the Psalms. Now, it doesn't always occur that way, but that is generally what I do. And this Sunday morning, I was preaching from the 34th Psalm. Before we read the summary of that sermon, I want to read the 34th Psalm itself. It has this inscription, a Psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Verse 1, I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Jehovah. The meek shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Jehovah, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. I looked unto him, they looked unto him, and were radiant. Their faces shall never be confounded. This poor man cried, and Jehovah heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and he delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that taketh refuge in him. Oh, fear Jehovah, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Jehovah shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Jehovah. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of Jehovah is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and Jehovah heard, and he delivered them out of all their troubles. Jehovah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be condemned. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. Let me read to you from the Rock Cliff Review. The title is None That Trust in Him Shall Be Desolate. In David's haste to flee from Saul, he fell into the hands of the Philistines. The Philistines recognized David as the one of whom Israel sang of the slaying of his 10,000s. They brought David before Achish, the king of Gath. In fear, David feigned madness. He changed his behavior, scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall upon his beard. This unnerved the king. Some say there was a superstition that one who harmed a madman brought the man's madness upon himself. Whatever the reason, Achish sent David away. David escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him, and every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And you can read this account in the story of David in 1 Samuel 21, beginning in verse 10, on through 1 Samuel 22 and verse 2. The inscription of the 34th Psalm says, "A psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed." Abimelech is a common title for a Philistine king. Lost in translation is the fact that the 34th Psalm is an alphabetic acrostic. That is, the first letter, the first word of the first verse is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The first letter, the first word of the second verse is the second letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And so this pattern continues through the Hebrew alphabet into the 22nd verse. What is not lost in translation is that this psalm is both a song, Psalm 34, 1 through 10, and a sermon, Psalm 34, 11 through 22. The song is a song of praise for deliverance. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears," Psalm 34 and verse 4. "This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles," Psalm 34, 6. The boasting of this song is not the proud boasting of self, but boasting in the Lord. "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad," Psalm 34 and verse 2. It is a song of God's abundance and provision for those who fear him. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. There is no want to them that fear him. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing," Psalm 34, 7, 9, and 10. David sings, "O taste and see that the Lord is good," Psalm 34, 8. Now, I remember an old V8 juice commercial that said, "Try it, you'll like it." I remember a potato chip commercial that said, "Bet you can't eat just one." So it is with the Lord. Trust him, and a taste of his blessings will leave you longing for more. The sermon that follows is a sermon about how to live a long life of good days. Psalm 34, 11, and 12, David gives practical advice. "Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth," Psalm 34, 13 through 16. Peter later preached this same sermon in 1 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12. "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." The contrite, who trust in the Lord, will not be free of all afflictions, but they will be delivered, Psalm 34, 17 through 19. "And they will not be broken." David said, "He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken," Psalm 34, 20. There's a fulfillment of this in Christ, for John said in John 19, 33 through 36, "When they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken." In the closing verse, David said, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." Psalm 34, 22. Thomas Chisholm wrote these words into his song Bring Christ Your Broken Life. L.O. Sanderson said it to music. It was first published by the Gospel Advocate in 1935. In the third stanza, we sang, Bring Him your weariness, receive His rest. Weep out your blinding tears upon His breast. His love is wonderful, His power is great. And then in quotations, And none that trust in Him shall be desolate. Well, that's how I preached from the Psalms when I preach on the first Sunday morning of each month. And so I'd invite you to come by Rock Cliff and hear these lessons from the Psalms. I want to remind you that I read from the Rock Cliff Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I particularly invite you to come and visit us on Wednesday evening in the middle of the week at 7 o'clock. It's a good way to end the day. And you'll find there a group of people that love the Lord and love their Bible, and we're studying it together. We call this class the Community Heart to Heart Bible Study, taking that from a publication we send from Biola to McMinnville into every household, called House to House, Heart to Heart. And we review that publication and the Bible lessons that are in there in that class and discuss those things. And you're welcome to come and discuss those things with us on Wednesday evening. And if you do, you will be glad you did. Bring that publication with you if you receive it in the mail. And if you do not, come on anyway, because we have extras for our guest, and you're going to enjoy that Bible study. And with that, we're going to return to the regular program that we have as we're studying Elam's notes on the history of Israel. And these are notes from the Sunday school lesson that he wrote for the Sunday schools of April the 6th, 1924. And it's about Jeroboam and how he had erected calves at Dan and Bethel, and telling the children of Israel, it's too much for you to go to Jerusalem to worship. Now God had told them that He would be worshipped in the place where He put His name. And He had that temple built in Jerusalem for His name there. But Jeroboam, fearing if the people returned to Jerusalem to worship, they would return to Rehoboam the king, and he would lose his kingdom. He did not trust in Jehovah, but he set up this idolatry. You see, God promised to establish Jeroboam and his posterity upon the throne of the kingdom of Israel. And he should have believed God. God could and would have done this in his own way had Jeroboam and all his kingdom gone on faithfully with the worship at Jerusalem. Like many today, Jeroboam did not see how God could accomplish this end by the means he ordained. To Jeroboam, God's way would result in complete failure. He thought that if the people continued to go to Jerusalem to worship, although this was God's command and God had promised to establish His kingdom if He would do this, but Jeroboam thought they would soon return as subject to Rehoboam and kill him to get him out of the way. He had no more confidence in God than the people had in God. He who has no faith in God or confidence in men is himself a bad man. Whereupon the king took counsel. He consulted doubtless with some of the leading men of his kingdom who, like himself, placed temporal and personal success above the true love of God, and they refused to worship God as God had said. One of the great lessons we learn from Jeroboam is to follow God's heart, not to follow our own heart, but God's heart.